obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
So I'm talking to you about the local church. Hallelujah. Ask somebody, why do you go to church? 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 13. I'm going to be talking to you from the book, Sustaining Your Christian Life Through Active Fellowship. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into one name. When you believe in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God has the responsibility, or one of the things the Spirit of God is charged to do, is to place you in the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ here refers to the universal church. Universal church, we are simply talking about all people who have placed their faith in Jesus. Have you put your faith in Jesus? Yes, say, I belong to God's universal church. So these people who have placed their faith in Jesus are the body of Christ. They are the family of God, in that they are the children of God. When one becomes born again, he becomes a child of God. Hallelujah. Becomes a child of God. And he receives sonship from God. Hallelujah. Now, the Spirit of God, the very moment somebody comes and say, can I get somebody here and get one person here quickly? So I met this serious sinner, and then I preached to this serious sinner, and then this serious sinner says, I'm going to believe. And then this serious sinner prays with me. What is the prayer? I thank you, God. This day I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ came to die. He is the Lord, and I believe in my heart that he rose from the dead, and I thank God that I'm saved. The very moment that happens, the Spirit of God puts this person and engrafts him into the body of Christ. And the body of Christ, please, you may sit down. The body of Christ is all the people who have believed in Jesus. And Christ is the head. In other words, Christ is the one through whom they receive authority. He's the head of the church. He's the master of the church. Hallelujah. He's the leader of the church. He's the head of the church. Hallelujah. Now, when you get born again like that, you have become God's child. You have become a part of God's family. God is your father. You are a child of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12. Come on, let's read it. John 1:12. As many as received him, to them gave he the authority, the power to become the children of God. Hallelujah. So everyone who received him and who believed on his name receives the power, the rights, the authority to become a child of God. Say, I'm a child of God. You don't believe that? Say, I'm a child of God. One more time, say, I'm a child of God. So you become a child of God. God becomes your father, your very own father. Hallelujah. Yeah, in 1 John chapter 3, let's quickly go there. 1 John 3, 1. What do you have in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1? I'm giving you a birthday message. All right, what is there? One, two, go. See, the manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. So we are sons of God. We are the children of God. We are God's family. Hallelujah. I'm part of God's family. One more time, I'm part of God's family. Yeah, so you are part of the family of God. Like one who say that I come from Edrian Ebusia. I come from Onyankopon Ebusia. Yeah, you know all this tribal wars that have started. Yeah, the Asante, Asante Akadie, Se Kutu Zebam. Yes, yeah, the Ekuwa Akadie, Se Pimi Se Kum. Yes, yeah, the Ekuapima Akadie, Se Tetre Se Wam. And you find a Christian going about, Se Kutu Se Wunkum. I'm born again. See, I know where I come from. The Bible says we are citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. That's where we come from. I'm a citizen of heaven. I come from heaven. You cannot be a child of God and be following those things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you are himemu, say kalabaya, say mandolo. Hallelujah. Say skapra katalabaya. Say out. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's how we do our own. Praise God. Yeah, so when you get born again, you become part of God's family. And God knows you as his child. What a glorious news that I'm a child of God. Yeah, I'm a child of God. So you become a child of God, and it is at the universal sense where you have believed in Jesus. The second thing the Spirit of God has to do, or the second thing you'd have to allow the Spirit of God do in your life, is now the Spirit of God puts you in an assembly of saints, a particular place of worship, where you can now learn about your family tenets. You can learn about the things of your new family. You can learn about God and learn about how to be active in the service of God. Praise God. And that nuclear family is what we call the local assembly. Hallelujah. So somebody says, I'm born again. I read my Bible in the house and I pray in the house. Because me, I don't go to church. I don't believe in all these things people are doing in church. I don't go to church. I read my Bible in the house. And many of such people don't read their Bible. They are just saying it. They'll just say that if I may remove God here, they think that all that we come to do in church is that we pray. But that's not all that we do in church. Hallelujah. If I pray in my room, will God hear or God will not hear? So God will hear. I read my Bible, I study my Bible in the house, and then I give offering in the house. Hallelujah. That is walking in disobedience. Hallelujah. Because the work of the Spirit, one of the major work of the Spirit is to place you in a local assembly. What is a local assembly? A local assembly is a group of people meeting at a particular, a group of Christians meeting at a particular designated place under a chosen or an appointed leadership. Hallelujah. One time somebody asked me, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So if myself and my wife and my children, we meet in the house, God is in our midst, we can call that church. I said, go to that scripture again. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He didn't say, where two or three are gathered in my name, that is called church. Where two or three are gathered in my name, the context is prayer. It has nothing to do with local church. Hallelujah. Where two or three are gathered in agreement in my name, as touching anything, I am there. One of the central things that makes a church, or that makes a gathering a local church, is that the meeting is under a spiritual leadership. Hallelujah. So if Albert and Collins and a couple of you meet and then you are praying, that's not a local church. That is a gathering of saints. But that is not a local church, because the local church, it functions under spiritual authority, spiritual leadership that has been appointed or that has been called. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you become born again and you are placed in a local church, there must be a leader. There must be a pastor. And that's what we call a pastor. You have to get a pastor. If you're a Christian and you don't have a pastor, then you are either not born again or you don't understand what it means to be born again. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God places you in a local assembly. That is where there is leadership. See, when you read the book of Revelation, let's go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. Now, the word angel there, the angel of the church in Sardis, is not referring to Obofo Ontabai. The angel there refers to God's messenger, that is the pastor. So, unto the pastor of the church of what? Sardis, right? In other words, when Jesus wanted to make corrections in his body, in the what did he do? He spoke directly to the pastors. If God wants to, for example, there are several local churches in Insalom. If God wants to, if Jesus sees that the churches in Insalom are really not working well and all of that, and he's giving them a lot of time and they are not changing, and then he wants to make changes, he will not come and talk to members. He will talk to the pastors. Hallelujah. Because when he talks to the pastors, what happens? The pastors are going to preach what Jesus wants, and what's going to happen? The people are going to change. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, so if you are a Christian and Jesus wants to do something with you and you don't have a pastor, how is he going to do it? Hallelujah. How is he going to do it? Say, I belong to a local church. One more time, say, I belong to a local church. So he puts us in a church. He puts us in a particular local assembly of saints. When you are a Christian and you don't have proclivity towards the church, towards the local assembly, you are a Christian 2 months, you have not gone to church, you are okay, 2 weeks, you've not been to church, you are very fine, and all of that. What is happening is that you are walking in gross disobedience. You're walking in extreme disobedience. Why are you not going to church? Hey, man of God, I'm going through something. When I'm done, everybody is going through something. In fact, it is when you are coming to the church that you are giving the words that you'll be able to deal with whatever you are going through. Praise God. The words that will come to you from your pastor. The things that are going to be taught. Amen. Yeah. Then you'll be able to deal with that. But then, oh man of God, I can't come. Why can't you come? I woke up late. Why can't you come? All my things are dirty. So I'm going to be washing them. Sunday morning. Child of God, born again with the Holy Ghost. You are washing things on Sunday morning. Goodness God. You go to hell. You go to hell. Hallelujah. Hell is your portion. Yeah. Can you be a child of God and you'll be washing on Sunday? Oh, man of God, I work from Monday to Saturday. When you closed on Monday, even if you close at 1 a.m., wash your whatever you're going to wear on Sunday and hang it. Hallelujah. Because the local assembly is extremely important. Now, the word church is from the Greek word ecclesia. And ecclesia simply means people who have been called out. A gathering of the called out. An assembly of people who have been called out. Hallelujah. We have been called out of the world for God's purpose. And by virtue of the fact that we have been called for God's purpose, God assembles us in designated places to be thinking and receive training of what God wants us to do. And that is why the church exists. Hallelujah. The church exists so that people can be trained for that which God wants to do in the earth. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, I was telling the people in Accra, imagine if our doctors were properly trained. You go to a hospital and the doctor says, I'm going to perform a surgery on you. And then he says, oh, have you been to the medical school? He says, oh, no. The Holy Ghost told me I'm a doctor. That's why I'm here. Would you lie down for somebody who claims the Holy Ghost spoke to him to cut you? What are you going to do after he cuts you then he's not able to put it together. You have a hole in your body. It's not a hole in heart. This is a hole in body. Hallelujah. So it's the same. The local church is a place where we are trained. We are trained for the purpose of God. We are trained for the callings of God. You cannot just go and be dwelling on mountains and be praying for how many hours, and then you go and you see something that looks like a monkey, and then you say you've seen God. And so because of that, now you go and open Revival Fire Water International Ministry of Grace. Hallelujah. No, God does not work like that. Because you see, even if God calls you, he's going to put you in the midst of people. God called me and I'm ministering to people. So if you don't have proclivity towards people, me, I'm like, I don't like the church, you know. Church is full of hypocrites. The reason why the church is full of hypocrites is because you are part of the church. You, if we take you out of the church, there will be no hypocrites in the church. And these days when you go to church, the people there, they are full of troubles. The Christians, and you see the things they are doing in the church. You see, your problem is that the reason why you have the problem is that you are the cause of the problem. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, mostly it is people who are the cause of the problem. They are the people who nag about the problem. Hallelujah. People who are full of love, who are just enjoying God, they don't even see these things you are talking about. Hallelujah. The moment you start seeing problems in the church, it means that you are the cause of the problem. Because if you are not the cause, you will not see it. Hallelujah. See, I love the local church. So that's where we are trained. Let's go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. Read from 11. 1, 2, go. For what? For what? For the what? Okay, continue. Hallelujah. So, for the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting of the saints. It means that the church is there to perfect the saints. That means the saints are not perfect, right? So, it is the responsibility of the church to perfect. Now, the word perfect means to make full, to make ready, and to make prepared. Hallelujah. To prepare. Like how a fisherman will be mending the nets. Why will a fisherman be mending the net? So that the net will be ready for the next catch. Praise God. Come on, are we together in this place now? It is also like how a military man is prepared. How a military man is prepared. Hallelujah. How we prepare military men. You cannot just be there. You know, my cousin went to become a soldier and he was a very respectful person. After he completed the training, and then we got there and he said, "Hey, brother, at the same." I said, "Hey, count in front of one hole." You know, every atom of the civilian life has been strained out of him. Praise the name of the Lord. It has been strained out of him. He's no more shy. He's no more shy. Why a training has gone on. He was telling me, oh, you can see that. He was telling me how they would be crawling on gravels. We're crawling on gravels. And woe unto thee if you are the last person. You crawl on gravels. Those of you who want to be soldiers, you are crawling on gravels. You cannot be sleeping in peace. The moment you hear the sound of, hey! You don't know who is calling. You don't know who is making noise. You have to run. And the person will not say it twice. You just hear the noise. So when they call, then the soldiers will be screaming. So that if you are asleep, because woe unto thee, when you are going for the roll call and you are not found. Praise God. Just hear noise. When you hear noise. So imagine if it's somebody that is somewhere and the person just says, they will all run to the place before they realize nobody has called you. You go back. Hallelujah. Training. So the Bible says that the local church is a place where God's people are trained. That's the way they are perfected. It's not a waste of time to go to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Come on, what did I say? It's not a waste of time. That is where you are going to be trained for the things of God. Hallelujah. If you are scrolling through WhatsApp or any social media, stop it before I read your message for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, that's what it is. You are trained. You are trained. You receive training in the house of God. So look at that. Let's go to the Ephesians again. He gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. So that is where you get trained, and then you become fit for the work of God, or the work of ministry, for the service of ministry. It means that you cannot do the work of ministry without training. If we see that somebody is supposed to come to church and then sweep the church, and then we come to church and the church is not swept, it is because the person has not been trained. Because if you have been trained, you will know that that assignment that is given you in the church, so much importance to the kingdom of God, just as the one who is coming to preach. Hallelujah. So you will not say, hey, because I'm not there, I'm not on program today, I'm not going to church early. What does that mean? You have not been trained. Because in the church, we learn by precept and example. If you want to learn how to pray, okay, you don't just go and be reading scriptures on prayer. You will still not know. As you read the scriptures on prayer, you have to see how men of prayer in the church pray. And then you just see how they are praying and you also start praying. How many of us were Christians before somewhere, somehow you ended up in this church and you didn't know sheshe thing? You knew that a Christian has to pray. You knew a Christian can pray in tongues. You knew a Christian is a Christian. You just didn't know how to do it for yourself. It's impossible to be in this church for 3 years, 2 years, 6 months, and you don't pray in tongues. It's so impossible. So impossible. You don't necessarily even need to come forward for somebody to lay hands on you. As you come and the place is hot, one way or the other. Why? Because you come and you see. When it comes to evangelism, anytime you hear we are going out for evangelism, and then you are home, you will never know how to win souls. You can pray for it. You can read the Bible for it. You will still never know. Why? Because you have not seen. Elijah says, if you see me go, if you can see that I am being taken, you will get it. There are mandates that comes to you by seeing, by being present. Hallelujah. That things that happen to you, good things that happen to you spiritually, just like today, as I'm going to lay hands on people and there will be all kinds of commotion in this place. If you are not in church today, you can't get it. You cannot get it. Hallelujah. There are people who came to church and the service was going on and they were sick and they were healed. So you can't say, hey, when I woke up, hey, my buttocks was itching me so I couldn't come to church. It's itching you. Somebody is coming to church as in a knee and tutungunism, but the person will come and dance, and by the time he's going, it's fine. You is just an itch at the backside of your life. Praise God. See, I belong to God's church. I belong to God's church. One more time. I belong to God's church. So it's very important. You have to be a Christian. You have to be a serious Christian. You learn by seeing. As you see, you become. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place now? Yeah, as you see, you become. That's actually one of the motivations you have to come to church. And when you come to church, you have to see. You have to see. If you want to learn how to play the keyboard and you read and read and read, and you don't meet a keyboardist that will tell you press here and press here and press there and press that and press here and press here and press that, you will still never know how to play it. It's a principle of sight. It's a principle of being present. Hallelujah. The principle of being present. The more you are present, the more you are becoming something in the assembly. Come on, are we together? Yeah, the more you are present, the more you are becoming something in the assembly. You just got born again, or you just heard about this church, and then, you know, you have come to church, and you are here like a week or two, and you are just seeing how people are doing this. You are just like a visitor. Anytime you come, you just sit somewhere, one corner, and all of that. You are just looking, they pray, and you pray. Sometimes you are even there, you are confused. Your mind is not here. You are looking into the window. You are looking at the fan that is roaming. Why is the fan turning this way and not this way? And all of that. And you are thinking, 1 month. 6 weeks in the church, then one day they tell you that, you know, come because you're something, come and clean something. And then you have come to clean. Now Pastor Rabbi knows you. You are in trouble now. And then, so the people wearing, the thing you are wearing is very nice. Which one is that one? Which people are they? The one? Can you imagine? So now they tell you, oh, go and sew something and wear. Then they give you a tag. You are coming to church, you are wearing a uniform. And then by the time you realize, they say, come and lead prayer. The first time you are to pray, you don't even know what to say. Shelebanko, Shelebanko, Tuma, 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 Shelebanko. Indima, 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 Salaba. You know, and everybody is praying with you. We are encouraging you. Praise God. How many of you are from Akwem? Where are the Akwem people? The Akwem people. Okay, that's amazing. Yeah, I'm hearing great things about you. You know, your one-net pastor, the first time you were supposed to preach, we're down there. I was teaching them how to preach. When he came to Christ, he was a Muslim. So, he was part of the people who were coming to church. In fact, the reason why he came to church was because he fell in love with one of the girls in the church. He saw somebody and liked the person. I'm going to go to church and I'm going to catch this person. Yeah. There's somebody in the church. There's this lady in the church. I'm going to finish her. And the lady said, okay, if you like me, come to church. And then he came to church. And the first day he came to church, I picked him. Because my eyes just got open and I saw things about them. I laid hands on him. He fell down that day, spoke in tongues and foamed and, you know, all of that. You know. So they were being trained. And they had preaching practice. Your first preaching. So we arranged a couple of them down there. And then, before the preaching practice, this young man met me and said, I have prepared. Today I'm going to preach like you. I said, okay. You got this. I like that. You're going to preach like me. That's fine. He has prepared a lot. He had prepared a lot. Then, it was his time. Then he got behind the pulpit and started talking. About 4 minutes, everything he has spent days to prepare was finished. He didn't know what to say again. How's the message? That's where he came from. The last time he visited me, he told me that right now, when I preach, I can't stop. I say, hey, amazing. That is training. That is local church training. We are celebrating Pastor Rabbi today. When did Rabbi came? 20. You and Rabbi came when? 21. 2021. Oh, sit down. Don't worry, sit down. Today is your day. Don't stand up. Sit down. Behold the glory of what he has done. 2021. And then they came. Is home or where? Sit down. Huh? No, don't talk. Where? In Psalm, so he came here, down there. Praise the name of the Lord. If you give her a microphone, you just be standing there. as if she has spoken briefly. It did not look like a pastoral material at all. Yeah. At all. If you are here, you don't look like a pastoral material. Just keep coming to church. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Come and lead prayer. She started as a choir. She started as a choir. She just be singing. But you see, she developed an interest for the word of God. So that is how it is. So when I meet you and you are shy, it doesn't really bother me. No. It's just a matter of time. No. I bet you when it's so. Yeah, praise God. I bet you when it's so. Oh, me, Pastor, I don't think I can be a preacher. I can't. Don't worry. Keep coming to church. I like when you don't think like you can be a preacher. And then you'll be shocked one day. And then you are standing and you are the one to preach. If you don't preach, nobody is preaching. You will still have to find some. You will find something to say. I'm telling you, if you are the one to talk, without your talking, nobody is talking. I'm telling you, you will say something. And that is how it always begins. You say something, and then you go back. You know, when I started preaching, I didn't like to listen to myself because I sounded like a machine. Yeah, this time I can preach, take time to drink water, and you know. Crack a little bit of joke and you all find the whole place is to lie. Like, look at, I'm not sweating yet. No. By the time I'm climbing, I'm already sweating. My whole body is wet. Praise God. That's how I was preaching. You won't hear anything, but you'll be praying with me. Yeah. Like how you can write. Those days you can't write. What are you writing? By the time you bow down, you are writing, I'm gone. You won't know where I started, where I'm going, and where I'm ending. So that's how it is. And I don't breathe. I don't rest. There's something there. You won't hear anything. So you just write only the scriptures, and maybe when you go and look at it. But now I can take time and say, write this down. Put your hands together for God. Yeah, so that's how it is. Hallelujah. So maybe you just got born again. You don't know what is happening. You are just coming to church, you are going. You are just coming to church, you are going. You know how some of you to start? Somebody is in your house. You just feel like bringing a person to church. Because that's how I was known. When I joined the church, I was known by soul winning. You know, one time they went for leaders meeting, and then my chapter. Let me drink water now. So my chapter had a lot of souls, and then so when they were reported, I was not there. I was not a leader, but it was one whole year. I won 150 souls. I was in senior high school. That is minus all the people I meet, but people I intentionally talk to, 150 souls in 1 year. So as they were, let me say, but what did you do that you got all these souls? So actually, one person won 150 souls in the year, and then the man of God was in the seat and said, "Who is he?" Then they mentioned my name. That's how he took interest in me. Can you imagine? That's how he took interest in me. So some people, that's how they will be known. Who brought that brother? Then they say it is you. Oh, okay. 2-3 weeks down the line, who brought, please, who did you come with? Then they point to you. Then the pastor marks you down. The next day, they see 3 people lining up. They say, who did you say? All of them say you. Then God will start talking to the pastor about you. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is how you get trained. That is how you get your training for the work of ministry. It cannot happen outside the local church. Hallelujah. Come on, am I communicating here? It cannot happen outside the local church. You may be a stammerer. You may be what? Whatever you are, that's your problem. Just keep coming to church. you will be preaching the word of God with boldness. You will hold the microphone and you start praying with boldness. You start knowing how, you start feeling to lay hands when you see somebody who is sick. And you lay hands. How many of us have laid hands on somebody and the person said he was healed? Yeah. How many of you have prayed for somebody and the person got healed? Can you imagine? Look at all the hands. And how many of you prayed it didn't work? You have ever prayed? Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. You prayed, but it never worked. Yeah. Yeah. And we are still praying. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So if you pray. And I remember I was invited to pray for somebody. After I prayed for the person died. The person had been sick for years. He had refused to die. Yes. I went to pray for the person on Friday. Just like in a week's time. And then the person's mother said that, I thank God that you brought that pastor. He was able to let him die peacefully. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I went to pray. The person then they say, that's what I came to do. When I say nothing dies in my hand. And the person died. In fact, I prayed for a couple of people who died. Did I go to raise them? No. Where are they now? In the ground. They are dead. Am I still not preaching? I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's how the training works. You are given an assignment. When you go bring 5 souls, you go and all the souls, nobody is coming with you. Now you don't know whether you are to come to church or go home and sleep. Just get angry at God or get angry at the devil or get angry and curse the people who promised you they will come and they didn't come. That's training. It's training. Say training. Training. Come on, say training. Training. Come on, say training. Training. Some few years to come, you will see that you have become a master soul winner. Praise the name of the Lord. We went to a bank last week. Myself and Akusha Messi and Pastor Ezra were at the bank. And then the guy was supposed to do some verification. So he told me, all right, sir, please get up and let's take a picture of you for the verification. The moment I stood up and he looked at me like this and, held the phone. And then the Lord told me to speak to him about church. I said, wow. I said, Chama, where do you go to church? Do you go to church? I said, yes. I said, are you sure? So I said, when was the last time you went to church? It's been a long time. I said, that's fine. You'll be a master soul winner. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether it's at the hospital or it's at the bank. Every soul is a soul. Yeah. And it's profitable to God. Nah, I don't say, oh, this one is not time. It's not. No. If it's in your office and I'm to talk to you, why not? You collect. Hallelujah. So the local church trains us. The local church perfects us. Some of you, your voices were like chloroquine. Yeah, it was bitter. We are saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. And then they had mercy on you. And they say, you come and join the choir. So when you are nearing microphone, you see, they will come and say, you stand here. You know the people, there's some that make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. And in thy light shall we see light. Praise God. Yes, that's all I came to do. Praise the name. I came to share fatness. Glory to God. I came to share fatness. How many of you are ready for some fatness? Fatness in the house of God. Hallelujah. All right, sit down. Let me teach. Let me teach a little bit about the fatness. Hallelujah. Say fatness. How many of you love fatness? Yeah. Okay. So he says that how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. It means that they believe in you. And when they believe in you, you satisfy them with the fat. Look at what the Bible says. He says, they shall be abundantly satisfied. satisfaction is enough. But God is saying plenty satisfaction. Plenty satisfaction. He says that they shall be satisfied. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Now, that means in the house of God, there is plenty fatness. Hallelujah. There's plenty fatness in the house of God. That when you come into the house of God, you must go home with a fatness. And the fatness never gets finished. And then the Bible says, you satisfy them abundantly with the fatness of thy house. And then you, God, will cause them to drink of the water of thy pleasure. You drink, they will drink, you make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasure. Hallelujah. It means they'll be satisfied with divine pleasures. Divine pleasures. They will do things that will make God happy. When they partake in the house of God, the fatness in the house of God. Relax, 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 relax. You will make them to drink. Then he says that the reason is that you, God, for with you, God, is the fountain of life. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. So with God is the fountain of life. God does not have some life. God does not have plenty life. It is with God that there is the fountain. Now, the word fountain means unending supply. Talking about a source that never ran dry. Then he said that it is in your light that we shall see light. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hit something. Hallelujah. Just put it under the carpet. So listen. It is in your light that we shall see light. It means that if it is not in your light, it is not real. I cannot go and be prosperous and bring it to the house of God. As though in the house of God, there is no power to make men prosperous. That is the fatness of the Lord's house. In fact, the word for, let's go to Isaiah 10:27. Let me try and close. You like this word of God too much. I am a Buruso, a Doom Cruel. I am a Buruso, I am a Buruso. You are are going to grow by virtue of the fatness or the anointing. You cannot be yoked. It means you can't be stopped. You can't be put in bondage. So this fatness that destroys or that makes it impossible for yoking, where do we get it? It says that you abundantly supply them with fatness in the house. It means that the more I come to the house of God, the more I'm coming and we are praying, the more I'm hearing the word of God, and the more I participate, I serve in the church of God, what happens is that I become too big to be stopped. I become too great to be stopped. I become unstoppable. I become indestructible. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the church. Thank God for the church. Hallelujah. And he says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with fatness from your house. And you make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasure. Because with you is the fountain, is the unending supply. With God is the unending supply. I believe that my life will not be a mess. No matter what I have seen, no matter what I've been through, because as long as I come to the house of God, I get satisfied. Come on, say I'm satisfied with the fatness of the Lord's house. And in his light, we see light. In his light. In other words, in his power, we are able to see power. In his grace, we see grace. In his prosperity, we see prosperity. In his anointing, let me tell you, he says, in your light, we see light. In your inside your light, when we are inside your light, we see light. That's what he's talking about. When we move from outside, or when we moved from outside and we came into God's light, we are able to see light. We thought what we saw outside was light, but hey, come into his light and see real light. We thought that we were peaceful when we didn't know God. But do I have a witness here that when I moved and came into the peace of God by believing in him, then I saw real peace? We thought that being vegetarians was where we become healthy, until we moved into the health of God. And when we came into the health of God, we saw health. We thought we saw men demonstrate power in the world. We thought we saw men demonstrate power. We thought we had seen it all. When we saw what Okonkwo Anoche did, until we moved into Christ and we saw real power. But I am not leaving you here without getting you satisfied this afternoon with some fatness in the house of God. In your light, I see light. In your light, I see light. In your light, I see light. Lebarakataya. Lebarablakataya. Oh, Reno Sabahaya. Come on, open your mouth and pray like you mean. Kola Baba Baba Haya. Hey, Balakataya. My brother to me say, if you say, when you're me high, when I'm who high. Kelebe Sabahaya. Labarabado Sakataya. Come on, somebody, are you praying? La Rabarakoske Telboshaba, Kadalabakata, Labakataya, Rabasata, Rabasata, Ekabalega Dalabosata, and the Labregadabosata, Imantoske Paragabaha, Rabadabadabadabadabaha, Yadadabasa, Yabalaga Dalabosakataya.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.